6 seconds left in regulation. Dylan Kadar just hit his 7th three of the night. He has 22 points. Unbelievable. This game has had it all, John.
That is quite a performance, and it's not over yet. A minute and 38 seconds to go. Pirates have a two-point deficit. Ubley's trying to go ahead and hang on to that two-point lead.
52-50 with a minute 38 now. It was 50-40. Harbor Beach on a 10-2 run ever since.
But when you put the ball in the icebox or even have the appearance of it, it's almost like saying, here, other team, there's the momentum. All the momentum that we had is now yours. So let's see what Ubley comes up with. They have the ball out of bounds. They're going 84 feet.
Full court press. And it's nearly stolen by Dylan Kadar. Now Luke Wicke has it, calls a timeout. Do they call it? And looks like Harbor Beach got the timeout after this turnover from the Ubley Bearcats. Now the Bearcats with three turnovers in this quarter with a minute 34 left. It's going to be a full timeout. That's all they have left. They have one more after this with a minute 34. 52-50. Still Ubley leading by 2 points. Ubley did not have a turnover since the first quarter entering this quarter. Now they have six. Three in the first, three in the fourth. 52-50. Harbor Beach has the chance to tie. If Dylan Kadar finds himself open, could take the lead here.
You know, it's kind of interesting. To me, I think Ubley has more seniors and, you know, probably should be a little bit more calm out there than Harbor Beach. But right now, Harbor Beach is showing a lot of poise and thinking that, you know, we got to buckle down. We got this ball game. We can go ahead and just get one more score. Get that ball in Kadar's hands one more time. Then you got a lead.
94 seconds left here in regulation.
Let's see what Ubley has for an answer.
52-50, Ubley leading. Harbor Beach will inbound in front of their own student section, left side of your radio, home white uniforms. Luke Wicke, Evan Smolinski, Parker Yan, Michael Anderson, and Dylan Kadar. Feed him to Anderson, top of the key, about 10 feet behind the arc. Luke Wicke, right wing. Skip pass to Dylan Kadar, wide open at the left wing, a little too high, couldn't get the shot off in time. Starts his dribble around to Wicke, back to Dylan Kadar. Two into the corner, Anderson.
I'm surprised they're leaving him open.
Dylan Kadar back to Anderson. Anderson takes the three. It's up. It is off the mark. And rebound brought in, but there's a foul against Luke Wicke. And this will be the seventh team foul against the Pirates. We walk the length of the court. And this puts Ubley the free throw line for 1-1. Luke Wicke's third. Team seventh. At the free throw line, Kyle Sweeney. Has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 7 points. Has not scored in this fourth quarter. He had 5 at halftime, a field goal in the third quarter, and has a chance here to make this a two-possession ball game with 2 made free throws. 1-1. Minute 14 left in the fourth. Free throw is up, and it's no good. Rebound. Rebound brought in by Parker Yan and the Pirates. 105 remaining. Michael Anderson, left wing.
Where's Kadar?
At the right wing. Dylan Kadar's there. There's the double team. Luke Wicke back to Kadar. Down to Smolinski in the block, off the glass, can't get to fall. Gets his own rebound, puts this one up. It can't fall again, but he's going to the free throw line for 2 shots with 53 seconds left in regulation. Foul goes against number 44, Austin Pruski. That's his fourth. Double bonus regardless. Smolinski at the free throw line, shooting 2.
53.7 to go. Biggest free throws for Evan Smolinski. He's taking his time, too.
Free throw is up, and it's good. 1 point ball game. 52-51. 53 seconds left.
Notice there's no icing shooters.
It's an 11-2 run right now for the Pirates. Second free throw is good. We are tied. Oh, and we have a little confusion here.
Looks like a timeout. Ubley, I believe. He says no timeout.
There's no timeout.
Get them both on the floor then.
No timeout was called.
Harbor Beach has one, and I have three for Ubley yet.
Correct. 52-52, a 12-2 run for the Pirates in the last 5 minutes, 4 minutes and 52 seconds.
Full court pressure by the Pirates. Isaac Wyszynski is going to go ahead and inbound the ball.
Full court press from the Pirates, 53 seconds left. Wyszynski will inbound. Now gets to Casey Sweeney, breaks the press. Mason Boone's the only one in front of him. Over to Austin Peruski. Can't make the ball.
Oh,
rebound,
goodness.
Grant McClinsky into Dylan Kadar's hands. Mason Boone's to Michael Anderson for three in the corner. Oh, no good. Rebound, Mason Boone's to Dylan Kadar. 35 seconds left. Back to Boone's. Harbor Beach calling for one shot.
Oh, there's a push off by Kadar on a Sweeney.
Dylan Kadar pushed off Casey Sweeney right at midcourt. That'll be
That's
offensive.
Huge.
Full timeout called by Brandon Sorensen in the Bearcats. Gives the ball back to Ubley with 29.7 seconds left. Four ties, nine lead changes in this ballgame.
Ubley with the ball. I don't think they're going for a last shot. I really don't. I think if they see an opening, they're going for it.
It doesn't feel that way, John.
No. When you're on the road, you have to go ahead and get that ball to the hoop as quick as you can.
Oh, this game's hit everything. A 12-2 run got Harbor Beach back into this ballgame. 6:45 left in the fourth, and Ubley hit 2 points to make it 50-40. Ubley.
That should be a side inbound.
Ubley has not scored in about 2.5 minutes here.
Booms is the only one that's going to be in the backcourt.
He played secondary in football. Wyszynski inbounding for the Bearcats. Breaks into Levi Peruski against Michael Anderson. Across midcourt now. 25 seconds left. Dribbling past Anderson to the right wing to Kyle Sweeney. To Casey Sweeney, left wing. Back to the top to Wyszynski. Going with the spread. Three-man weave here. And we have a timeout called by Brandon Sorensen in the Bearcats with 16 seconds left. A full timeout. And this will be the second to last timeout for the Bearcats. So each team with just one full timeout left. Full timeout for Harbor Beach. 30-second timeout for Ubley remains. 16 seconds left, and we are tied at 52. John, any thoughts here?
You know, if the kids weren't tucked into the huddle and everything, well, it might be a good idea to just go ahead and take this atmosphere in. This is just absolutely nuts in here, you know. What kind of experience is this that you get in high school? This is just great. Great basketball. Anyways, Ubley is drawing up their last plays right now. And let's see if they can go ahead and execute it. The biggest problem I think that I see is a screen. Watch out for the illegal screens.
A little too antsy.
Harbor Beach has to go ahead and see if they can go ahead and double-team the ball and see if they can get a steal. They do have one timeout, as you said.
Harbor Beach scored 6 points in the third quarter compared to Ubley's 17 in his fourth quarter. Ubley has scored 6 points. Harbor Beach with 14. We're tied at 52. 16 seconds left. Casey Sweeney inbounds 18 inches from us here at midcourt.
Championships on the line.
Casey Sweeney inbounds to Austin Peruski. Nearly stolen. It's a jump ball brought in by Luke Woodkey. Jump ball, Harbor Beach with 11.4 seconds left. Luke Woodkey with the heads-up play.
The defensive play of the game.
That's the fourth turnover in this quarter, 7 of the night for Ubley. Luke Woodkey will inbound at midcourt with 11.4 seconds left, tied at 52.